This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Strap in, youngins.
Hitting the headlines with Dukes and Bell.
We are live in Las Vegas, guys, getting ready for Ward Kovalev. It's the rematch. It's happening tomorrow night live on pay-per-view HBO. Make sure you check out the fight. I'm curious to see how Andre Ward comes back and, you know, tries to fight Kovalev. The first match was interesting simply because he got hurt, and then he was able to recover and ended up winning the fight. We're coming to you live from Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas. The stage for tomorrow's highly anticipated rematch between Ward and Kovalev is set up, guys, and this time there'll be no excuses. Hey, let's hit some headlines. Mike, we were talking about Devontae Freeman. Tevin Coleman says that he's put on some additional weight now. We know he's a burner.
Right.
He says about 10 to 15 pounds he's put on this offseason. Is that an attempt maybe for him to stay healthy? Because this is a guy that's been fighting injuries. Every time we get excited about Coleman, he seems to get hurt.
Right. And the thing with Coleman is he's more of an I guess the knock on him was he was more of an upright runner, but he showed it last year. He can get to the tough yards between the tackles. Remember the Raiders game where he had some big bursts? So we know, I mean, does this make you that thunder and lightning combination? Is this something the coaching staff wanted? Or is this just him doing his thing?
I don't know, man. I mean, when guys put on weight, I'm always cautious, especially as running backs or wide receivers. You know, we were talking about who's the running or the wide receiver in Carolina. Kelvin Benjamin.
A former Florida State wide receiver showed up at 265.
That's too much.
Yeah.
Now, that's too much. But
you can't be the State Puff Marshmallow Man going vertical.
Yeah. So, for Coleman, listen, if this weight is muscle, and you know, you got to figure that he's been working out and putting on more muscle than just fat. I mean, he's not just sitting there eating Big Macs. But this is probably a good thing, and let's hope so for Coleman. As we mentioned, guys, Falcons mini camp wrapping up. Next time we'll see the Falcons will be at training camp. No one will cover that better than this radio station. 92.9 The Game will be there every day and getting you ready for an exciting 2017-2018 season. Hey, man, as we look ahead, start talking about the Braves starting their 10-game homestand tonight. Starts this weekend against the Marlins. Sean Newcomb will make his second career start.
Yeah, they were saying about Dave O'Brien had the blog yesterday in the HAC saying they were going to go with the six-man rotation. I mean, geez. We can barely put together four pitches on this team, but we're going to go with six. But I do like the Newcomb kid. Hey, you know, the knock on him, Carl, was he was too wild, had too many walks, control issues, and Gwinnett. But at least in the first start, that was not a problem. I mean, had good movement on his fastball, and the kid's left-handed. So, yeah, let's keep rolling the dice, right?
Yeah, I hope so, man. Hey, still lots of fallout about Rick Pitino. And, Jarvis, let's hear from Pitino saying he wants the NCAA to be transparent. You know, I saw all these reports after we got off the air yesterday about Pitino and how distraught he is with the NCAA.
I'm very distraught with the NCAA and the way they're handling this investigation.
Yeah, come on. Here's Pitino.
Hookers are not walking through that door, pal. And if they do, I'm not paying for them.
He's responding, guys, of course, to the 5-game suspension in the ACC and that his school, his program now, is on a 4-year probation.
Probably could see from the lawyer that represented me, that not one time were they questioned about a red flag, the enforcement committee. What was the red flag that you wanted him to see?
All right, you know, we're getting into semantics now, Rick. I mean, come on. You got caught. The kid was on your payroll.
That's right.
And what do you want us to do, okay? We give you a pass. The buck stops with the coach. It's your program. You got a program that was running amok for 4 years, including that championship. And you got to pay the piper. So don't give me this crap because the optics aren't good. You know, your best thing to do now is just go away and shut up. You know, everybody gets righteously indignant now, and they hide in plain sight when they completely screw up in American sports. It drives me crazy.
He should apologize, say it'll never happen again, and be quiet.
Just own it, man. Just own it and move on. Don't everyone knows what you're selling, so cut the crap, all right, Rick? You know, no one believes you. You have a credibility issue, okay? And, you know, if you were Dean Smith, it'd be a different story, okay? But you're Rick Pitino. You look like you're a mobster, okay? And you act like it. So cut. Don't give the babe in the woods routine. It just sounds ridiculous.
It does, and that's why I wanted you to hear that. If you've been following this story the last 48 hours, the more I hear from Patino, I'm like, stop. Just he should say, I'm sorry. This will never happen again, and we're moving forward. That's what he should say. He is trying to defend this, and there's no defending it. Hey, man, it is Dukes and Bill. Headlines brought to you by McDonald's. McDonald's breakfast is back. Make sure you check out the McSausage biscuit. You can check out your favorite sandwiches, breakfast sandwiches, at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary. Hey, so, Mike, according to reports out there, we're getting ready for the NBA draft. Mm-hmm. The Hawks and other NBA teams continue their evaluations. Celtics and Lakers are locked in at 1 and 2, right?
Right.
Do they draft the ball kid? Because I continue to hear that I'm talking about the Lakers now, mm-hmm. that may or may not happen depending on who you talk to. And this draft could get really interesting. A lot of people are saying Boston should go ahead and trade their pick, go after an established player. Mm-hmm. This is their window to go after somebody who can really help them immediately, whether it's Paul George or Jimmy Butler. And then you think, you know, you add that to the mix of what they already have. They have the chance to potentially beat Cleveland in the Eastern Conference Finals if that was going to be the case.
Oh, yeah. A lot of people feel that, you know, I guess because he's such a wheeler-dealer that maybe Danny Ainge would draft Lonzo Ball just to have the, you know, have the leverage. And then remember the Lakers kind of slow-rolled it, like they're not really interested in Lonzo Ball, so they don't get somebody makes a monkey out of them, the Celtics that are picking ahead of them. But don't you think he just kind of goes chalk pretty much?
I do too.
Well, I apologize. The guard from Washington that Fultz.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, he would go to Boston, and after all this, you know, nonsense, it would just go right down the line, and Lonzo Ball would be a Laker. Because that's what they need. If they're going to move on, it'll trade their other guy.
Yeah, listen, I'm going to watch the draft. I've really never, I say the last 3 or 4 years, not had a whole lot of interest in the NBA draft just because of the way things have played out. A lot of these guys coming in, not ready. Simmons drafted one. He didn't play a lick last year. Mm-hmm. So we'll see. But
would the Lakers trade D'Angelo Russell? Because they're kind of mixed bag on him, right?
Yeah, they want to trade.
That's what I said when I mean the other guy, D'Angelo Russell.
They want to trade Russell. And we talked about that, you know, maybe coming to the Hawks. But we've got a young point guard.
Yeah, that's one thing we don't need. And that's probably the one guy, I would imagine, Torian Prince and German Chocolate are the one guys that Schlenk is saying those guys are untouchable. Everybody else is negotiable.
Speaking of the NBA, the Warriors had their parade yesterday. And if you missed it, LeBron and Draymond Green going back and forth at each other. And here's a little bit of Draymond Green yesterday as the Warriors celebrated their championship.
Hey, can somebody give Bob some credit? They want to talk about super teams this, super team that. I never played on a super team. You started the super team, bro. I ain't joined a super team. Hey, Slim. I don't know what you just did, Slim, but you did something to them boys. We appreciate you joining the super team. I never played on the super team. That's crazy.
Slim is Kevin
Durant. Of course,
Durant. Yes.
And, so. I mean, look, I know you made a good argument for Karl Malone and for Barkley, but most people would perceive it that LeBron, it's pot kettle because, you know, the big three was unprecedented in how it was put together.
Well, listen, and that was his answer. That was LeBron. I saw LeBron answer that question, mm-hmm. and I actually thought it was pretty accurate. Whether you agree with it or not, I think it's an age thing. You know, we're of a certain age where we go, well, guys didn't do that, when in fact, in the 90s or in the early 2000s, guys were trying to do that even later in their careers. Either way, Golden State has a super team now.
Yeah.
Either way, Golden State
Big
is loaded.
Big Three was a super team. Golden State's a super team. And guess what? Super teams are going to dominate because there ain't nobody can beat these guys, period.
But here's what's funny. And we're watching the Lakers-Celtics rivalry. Now, Mike, I've not seen part three because we were traveling.
Right.
AT, real quick, what'd you think about how they wrapped that series up? Because talking about super teams, I mean, the Lakers had Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Magic Johnson. Now, the difference is, again, trades and drafting, but James Worthy – that was a super team, too. But what did you think about part three?
Well, I thought the entire program was outstanding. I loved it. It touched on the latter years of the Bird-Magic rivalry and then got into the latter years with Kobe and Paul Pierce going at it and how it related over the last 5 or 7 years or so. But I enjoyed it, and I will watch it again because it brought back a lot of those memories from our youth. So, A++.
And it's amazing, Arthur, as you saw the first parts, 1 and 2, about how the Lakers did come together. Now, again, Kareem was on Milwaukee Buck. He moves in. But, of course, because some really bad trades and the way the Lakers are positioned, just like the Celtics are in a good position now this year in the draft, it just worked out that Worthy was there for the taking. So it's just amazing how it all did come together. And, of course, you know, the fact that, you know, Magic is Magic. You know, he could do pretty much everything except for be clutch in that first matchup in 84.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.